SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A fiery Attorney General Pam Bondi clashing with Democrat lawmakers during a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill the other day at issue her handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Bondi says that while the Biden administration sat on the Epstein files for four long years, the Trump Justice Department has released millions of pages of files so far.
You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
A combative Bondi slung insults as she faced questions about the Justice Department's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files.
This guy has Trump derangement syndrome. He needs to get, you're a failed politician.
Bondi vigorously defended her department, but repeatedly refused to directly answer questions.
As Attorney General, you're siding with the perpetrators and you're ignoring the victims.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Though every single House Democrat except for one voted against it, the Save America Act has cleared the House. It's now headed to the Senate. The Republican-backed bill would require voter ID to prevent non-citizens from casting ballots in federal elections. A Ukrainian athlete has been disqualified from competition in the Winter Olympics in Italy. It's because his helmet includes images of Ukrainian athletes killed in the Russian invasion. Overnight, Russian drone and missile strikes hit Kiev and other Ukrainian cities as the long war drags on. Reports of injuries, damaged homes, major heating outages in the Ukrainian capital. The hunt for Nancy Guthrie, abducted from her Tucson home, is into its 12th day. Investigators analyzing a black glove found about a mile and a half from the Guthrie home, trying to determine whether it was worn by one of the kidnappers. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 160 points. This is SRN News. Christians still support President Trump.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that white evangelicals remain perhaps his strongest constituency. About 70% of them like the way the president is doing his job, and nearly 60% support all or most of his policies and actions. However, there has been some slippage from the early days of Mr. Trump's second term, when 66% of white evangelicals say they backed all or most of his policies. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is planning to withhold some public health and transportation money from a group of Democrat-led states over their continued promotion of transgenderism and DEI. Full details have not been released, but the administration is reportedly looking at California and Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. The offices of the governors of all four states say they have not received any communication from the Trump administration about its plans. This is SRN News. The FDA is refusing to consider Moderna's application for a new flu vaccine. It's made with the mRNA technology.
Synthetic mRNA is used to deliver instructions for producing a harmless piece of a virus to the immune system so it can learn to recognize and fight the real pathogen. It's been in use in laboratories for decades, but it sounds enough like science fiction. It remains in disfavor among many, including Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The FDA sent Moderna a refuse to file letter, complaining that during clinical trials, the company failed to compare the new shot to the best available standard of care. Bob Agner reporting.
Could be trouble on the horizon. The Congressional Budget Office projects worsening federal deficits and rising debt over the coming decade. Skyrocketing debt driven by increased spending on Social Security, Medicare, and debt service payments. More details, SRNNews.com.